Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Imagine standing on Wall Street with a sign begging people to give you a job.
That's the thing, though. If you're looking to get somebody's attention, you want to do something that's unique, because we all know nowadays it's really difficult to even get an interview.
That's why Sam Rabinowitz went viral over the weekend. Sam, I saw you were in New York City for a wedding, right?
Yeah, I went there to go to my cousin's wedding. It was a beautiful wedding, and I was just trying to make connections a little bit, not only at the wedding, just in general. So I knew I had to do something different, and I was just thinking in bed, like, what do I do? How do I get my name out there? And I called Staples and explained the exact situation, like, hey, I'm going to Wall Street with a sign. Can you help me?
So you go to Staples, and you get this life-size poster that you're wearing on top of you. That basically is begging people for a job. Said you tried LinkedIn, said you tried everything. Did anybody pay any attention to you, and did it work?
Barely anybody paid attention to me, to be honest. Maybe one person scanned it, and then there was three or four other interactions, and I was there for 3 hours. Nobody really paid attention to me. A couple good looks, a couple God blesses, but overall, I would say I didn't really get that much traction.
But something had to happen that was good, Sam, right? Or else we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
You did meet some influential people. Did it lead to a job?
So there's the mistake. I'm sorry. Yes, an influential person met me. I didn't know who he was at the time. He gave me great advice. His name is Peter Tuchman. He's known as the Einstein of Wall Street because of his haircut. And that was like my first interaction that kind of got me going. I was like, all right, maybe the sign was worth it. So later on, a man in a suit kind of strolled by and gave me a little smirk, nodded his head. I went up to him. I talked to him. I shared a little bit of my story. So I was like, listen, I need a job. I'm open to work. I want to make it happen. Here's this about me, that about me. He said, okay, connect with me on LinkedIn and send me your resume. I also told him I was leaving on a flight that same day. So if we can make the interview for that day, that would be perfect. So he went upstairs. He talked to the partner, and then they brought me up for an interview.
Well, that's cool, man. I mean, shoot your shot. Like, listen, man, it's got to be today or it's never. I would never think that that would work, but here you are.
So did it work out? Did you get the job, Sam?
I was going to get the job. Unfortunately, because of my whole social media push, they want to hold back. At the same time, the man in the suit that gave me the interview brought me up. He gave me a direct call. He told me he was so proud of me. He loved what I did. And it was just unfortunate that his partner just wants to play it safe. So I understand their position fully, and it's unfortunate. The whole thing is he reached out to me, and he said, don't worry, man. I'm your friend. The right role will come at the right time, and I'll even work on it with you.
Do you think that this was a good opportunity? Yes or no?
Yeah, to be honest with you, a lot of people in my comments even said go to, like, Midtown, and I wasn't even in the right place, apparently. All the firms left Wall Street. So, yeah, I would do it again for sure, but I'm not going to do it again on like a social media. The whole goal was to just get my name out there, and I'm kind of over social media at this point.
Well, it seems, Sam, like, I mean, honestly, it seems like this is the launch of another platform for you, to tell you the truth. Your story is certainly one that people can connect to, and obviously you have a philosophy behind this.
All right. Well, Sam, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
And good luck on your journey, man. Appreciate you. We'll be following up.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.